because he put in 6 to 8 years with him, if I'm not mistaken.
I think the guy that might be worth mentioning is Sam Mills. You know, I think Sam Mills came up on somebody's list here, and I think that makes some sense. Sam Mills makes some sense to me. I mean, when you're talking Reggie Wayne, you're talking
Reggie White.
Okay. Yeah. Because as I say, Reggie Wayne was a wide receiver with the Colts and played, I think, 1 year with the Patriots, I believe. I think it matters how many years you played in a place and whether that's the team you're really identified with or not. I think that stuff matters. But I don't know. It's just a tough thing. It's tough to think about the entire history, and I think Reggie White played one or two years with the Panthers. I don't think he played that long, and that was towards the end of his career, not the beginning. I don't think it's enough to be in that mix. But that's a good job, JD. Appreciate it. I think White played at the very end of his career, after he was an Eagle, after he was a Packer, and I can't remember whether he played one or two seasons, but I don't think he'd be associated with that team or that program. I have a million things I want to get to today. We have a lot more college football. A couple things: Cam Cannarella went 43rd to the Marlins in the MLB draft. It seems likely Clemson's going to lose a couple of recruits that went highly in the MLB draft. But, you know, we got in this discussion about Cam the other day and his situation. And I said it's going to take a team that has basically decided that they clear him medically. In other words, that they can fix it through rehab, through surgery, whatever, that is willing to make that investment. Because it doesn't matter how fleet of foot Cam is. It doesn't matter how great he is defensively in the outfield. If he can't throw, he doesn't matter. You can be all those other things. There's no way you can ever going to get away with what he was able to get away with here playing college baseball in Major League Baseball. You just can't. So if a team is drafting him 43rd, what that tells me is that they have cleared it medically, that they think that the reward is worth any risk, and that either the injury can be corrected through rehab or through surgery. That'd be my guess. Either that, or you know, your security blanket there is his history as an infielder, and then the possibility of him playing second base, which body type wise he sort of looks like a second baseman. So you know, I think those are the possibilities as it relates to this. And you know, we'll see how it plays out. I hope that we get to see a fully healthy Cam Cannarella, because I honestly think it limited his power too. I mean, no one said that to me, but I just think it was always obvious. I asked Bob Mahoney about this at one point, and Bob wasn't sure about that part, I don't think, but look, it was a dilemma. If Cam was the fully healthy Cam that we got to watch at the beginning of his career, and he could throw the ball, then he would have been taken in the top five or six picks, in all likelihood. But the reality is that he wasn't. He's been, everything he's done at a high level, with the exception of being able to throw the ball, which again is not, that's not a luxury item at the pro level. It's absolutely essential. So I'm guessing the Marlins have decided that at 43, that was worth the risk, and that they think that injury can be rehabbed and or reconstructed. So we'll find out. I mean, you know, you would think that if surgery is necessary, that surgery could reconstruct that injury, but, you know, we'll see. Other than that, maybe the fallback plan is second base. You know, Ramona.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you who. I'm not going to tell you who this was.
Okay.
But we had a listener, a regular listener, a longtime listener of this program, win $500,000 on a scratch-off ticket.
Yes.
First of all, hey, we love you. Don't forget your best friends. Don't forget your best friends, Walt and Ramona. Don't forget. We have always loved you.
That's right.
We've been here the longest. We've always loved you. But yeah, a longtime regular listener of this show, and even other shows I've done, he and his wife won $500,000 on a scratch-off ticket. Now, I personally had no freaking idea that you could win $500,000 on a scratch-off ticket. None. I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know it was possible. I thought like scratch-off tickets, you won like $1,000 or something. I thought
at the most?
Yeah, I thought that was like the tops. I had no idea. None. I don't even know. I guess so. But
yeah.
Like how do you know it? You know, like Hannah gave us scratch-off lottery tickets for like Christmas or something.
She did, which is cool.
Yeah. Now, what if we had won?
Well, you and I wouldn't be having this conversation.
Well, right I now. Mean, but you would have had to include something for Hannah.
Oh, yes. But we still could be not having this conversation.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that, you know, for example, had I won, I would have given Hannah some of the money.
Yes.
Now, how much would I have given her? Well, first of all, I wouldn't have given her like 50 or 100. I would have given her, you know, a substantial amount. Would I have given her half? Half? I don't know. Maybe half.
And those chocolate coffee candies are good.
They are good.
You know,
yeah.
You like them.
I do like those. So maybe half. Yeah, maybe I would have given up half. How much would you have given up?
Half.
Yes. You would have?
Yeah.
How about that? Now, you say that now.
Yeah, but, I know, because I didn't win.
Right, because he didn't win. But if it was real money, I don't think you would have been around. You wouldn't have been around long enough to give her half.
If it would impede my ability not to be here anymore.
Yeah, the tax person would have got their cut.
The tax person apparently gets a lot, too.
Yeah, so we were told that the tax person got 150. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, $150,000. You know, all of our taxes are ridiculous. You know, they just are. They all are ridiculous.
Not even any sports betting.
It's not even their money. You know, and they take and they take and they take and they take and they take. Obviously, all that needs to be fixed. But yeah, that's the first time I've ever heard of that. I didn't even know that was possible. So apparently, we need to buy scratch off lottery tickets.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to where I usually do groceries, and all the scratch off tickets are gonna be gone now.
Yeah, well, we need to find out where the particular listener got his. That's what we need to find out. Whether that's like a honey hole or something, you know, for scratch off lottery tickets. Whether that place has won before, you know. But $500,000.
Yeah.
What's the most you've ever won on a scratch? First of all, other than the ones that Hannah gave us, the scratch off that Hannah gave us, I don't think I've done any scratch off lottery. I have no idea. I literally have no idea when the last time I did a scratch off lottery was.
Well, I've done, like, you put in the numbers and a few scratch off. The most I've ever won is like $3.
$3.
You have to, yeah. The thing is about the numbers, you pick six numbers, right? Well, they don't give you a whole bunch of money for if you get five right. You have to get like all of them right.
Text just said, please let it be Ed that hit the $500,000. That's just wrong. I'm trying to eliminate people
so that everybody.
I'm trying to figure out that text wrote it, but I think the gist of what that texter is saying is if Ed won $500,000, he won't have to listen to his calls anymore. I think that's what the inference was there. That's just completely wrong. They're still at him. Texture said $10 scratch off goes as high as $2 million. Who knew that?
Really?
I didn't know that. I didn't even know you could put $10 on a scratch off. So you can up your winnings by increasing the amount of your payout. Is that it? Another text said you can win $2.5 million on a scratch off in South Carolina. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew? I had absolutely no idea. None. You can get in, 654-7627. Tex said, well, just tuning in, you may have covered it, but the Braves drafting three straight shortstops is funny to me. They're absolutely sick of having a wet noodle bat playing shortstop. It is. It's funny to me, too, because the Braves do nothing but draft starting pitchers. And obviously they have a need at shortstop, Ramona. So the Braves decided not just to draft one, they drafted three. Now, look, that's a little odd to me. That's a little bit of overkill. You know, I'm not sure that we have a lot of evidence on Alex that says he's great at the draft. There's not really a lot that says he is. You know, and the kid
that... How long do they have to go to the minor part before they can...
Well, that just depends.
Take them right away?
Well, it just depends. Yeah, it just depends on the individual players.
How much help they think they need.
And look, obviously, Allen is a quality defensive shortstop, but he can't hit, and that's a dilemma. Unless you're the Mets, who are willing to play Torrance and Taylor every day, despite the fact neither one of them can hit at all, but the Mets insist on playing both of them every day. They sent Alvarez down, Ramona, right after he hit a home run. Alvarez has hit like 17 home runs in the minor leagues in like the 2 weeks he's been there. And
really?
Morons. Meanwhile, I got to endure Torrens every night hitting his incredible shrinking batting average. But yeah, look, the Braves have a little bit of a hole there offensively, no question, and they threw some resources at it. You know, the kid they drafted first is a terrific athlete. You know, look, long term, you know, who knows what the long term plans are. I think they wanted to improve their positional depth at a spot that obviously they don't have a lot left in. And so, you know, they threw a lot of resources at it. I don't know if it's wise to throw three straight draft picks at shortstop. Again, I'm not saying that those guys are all exclusively shortstops. We'll find out long term, but it was odd, especially given the recent history. It was strange to say. Texter said, I love Ed, genuinely hoping he won $500,000. Oh, we've been friends for 30 years. Oh, see, there you go. So it wasn't that. It was that. That's good. So there was no ill intent on that. It wasn't Ed. But maybe Ed will win later today. Maybe that's the case. Texas says there are no honey holes for lottery. It's pure luck. $10, $20 tickets are basically 3-to-1 odds of paying. I see who that is. Oh, okay. I see who that is. Yeah, well, you know, they say that, sir, but there do seem to be honey holes. There seem to be places that produce winner after winner after winner for whatever reason. They just do. And allegedly there's some people who have sort of figured out lotto. I don't know if that's the case. Texter said, I hope it's not Len. He'd bet it all on Dallas winning the Super Bowl. That's true. Dex said, Red is the only one that deserves it. Well, I don't know. I think this particular caller and his family may deserve it. I don't know what deserve is anyway. Ted said, put one at second base, one at short, one at third. So we're moving our three shortstops around already. Hey, let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi has employee pricing for everyone. Listen up, car and truck shoppers. It's the final days of employee pricing for everyone at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. This means this is your final chance to pay what the factory worker who builds the car pays, not a penny more. And everyone knows the employee price is the best price. And from now until the end of the month, you can get it at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford. Had you on a new truck? Now's the time to buy because Lake Kiwi has over 300 trucks available. And get this, because the employee price is so low, that pushes the price down on all the pre-owned vehicles as well. So now's the time to buy. Go see our good friend Mark Williams and his crew at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram today. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. Highway 123 between Sunnyvale and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. Final days of employee pricing for everyone from now until the end of the month. You pay what the factory worker pays, not a penny more. Lake Kiwi Ford, openly. Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram always gives you transparent pricing. They show you everything. You get every available discount. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees they have the best price. Simply put, if you buy somewhere else, you're going to pay too much. So go see my good friend Mark Williams, his incredible team. I promise you will thank me later. It's Lake Kiwi. They're the best. They have the biggest selection and absolutely the best prices in the industry. So go see my good friends at Lake Kiwi. All right, we'll take a quick break here. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. The text line is just completely backed up and jammed with people giving me the four best of their respective schools. Quick break.
What we love about our ability to help patients at QC Kinetics is seeing their pure delight at finally being able to do the things they enjoy without pain.
I had a patient start treatment with me. He wanted to be able to be active again and do some of his sports that he really enjoyed.
Dr. Ashley Caravelli, a medical director for QC Kinetics, treats patients with chronic joint pain using their body's own biologics. The goal? Get them back to living their best lives without surgery or harmful drugs.
He came back and he goes, "What I wasn't expecting was the ability to play on the floor with my grandchildren. Even just saying it now, I have goosebumps because it's changing those small moments that you take for granted."
Don't let joint pain rob you of those moments. See if you're a candidate for QC Kinetics regenerative treatments.
It just warms my heart to be able to help people live the life they want to live and get those small moments back.
Call QC Kinetics 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772.
When your loading dock equipment or garage doors aren't working properly, your business can come to a halt. That's where American Doormasters comes in. We specialize in the repair and maintenance of loading dock equipment, from dock levelers to door seals, ensuring your operation runs smoothly and efficiently. Need a new garage door or spring replacements, openers, or routine tune-ups? We've got you covered. Fast, reliable service to keep your business moving. Call American Doormasters at 864-990-3075 or visit AmericanDoormasters.com for expert service and repairs. We'll get you back on track quickly.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Be part of a premier event when Little League International presents the Senior League Baseball World Series July 26th through August 2nd and easily at the J.B. Owens Ballpark. The world's best 13 to 16-year-olds from the U.S., Europe, Asia, Canada, Latin America, and Australia come to Easley with the championship game August 2nd. Join thousands and support the Senior League Baseball World Series July 26th through August 2nd, J.B. Owens Ballpark in Easley. Find out on social media under Senior League Baseball World Series.
Experience unbeatable value at Toyota of Easley. Kick off your summer with incredible low rates and loyalty cash on a new Toyota Camry. Choose from their huge selection on the lot and drive home today in your new Camry. If you need new tires, take advantage of their buy three, get the fourth $4 sale running through July. Ensure a safe drive with great prices. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today. Toyota of Easley on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Do you love Takis Fuego chips? Well, you've never had them like this. If you never tried them, now's your chance. Wendy's new Takis Fuego meal is here, with crushed Takis Fuego chips on a spicy chicken sandwich with chili lime sauce and a creamy corn spread, plus a small Fuego fries inspired by Takis Fuego chips, and a bag of Takis Fuego chips while supplies last, and a small drink available till midnight or later. Visit your local Upstate Wendy's to give it a try today.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with AutoPay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place in the Upstate to catch Atlanta Braves games is right here on The Roar.
Fly ball deep right!
Jansen, here's the 0-2.
Got him! Holy smokes!
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Cold-heartedly you took me in with sweet words of deceit. Now the truth rolls like a fire through me, too painful to believe. But I will not be defeated. The hurt will only make me strong. God as my witness, I'm going to right this wrong.
Texas says Pittsburgh Steelers, Jack Lambert, Green, Stallworth, and I guess that's Stallworth, and Big Ben. Yeah, I agree with Joe Green and maybe Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, you know, it's interesting. You know, I think a lot of people think Lynn Swann was the better receiver, but from a productivity standpoint, he wasn't. You know, but the problem with the Steelers is there's so many good ones. Tess says, idiots run the team, LOL. Sean writes, well, back from a quick trip to New York. No swamp crotch incident at the Charlotte airport. And the only rat I saw was on our walk from Subway to my brother-in-law's apartment in Brooklyn. However, we went to the Yankees-Cubs game on Friday night. And on the way back, a guy was sweating so bad he was dripping sweat on people and even had a puddle of sweat on the floor of the Subway car. As we joked about the incident, I remember the segment from a couple weeks back and said, I bet he had swamp crotch. And if I'm lying, I'm dying. LOL. Great show as always. Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
Oh,
the text line is just absolutely exploded. Texas City, well, on another note, Cheryl Promona has a huge room for all those trophies and awards she's won. Well, you know, the house is starting to get a little crowded.
I have a cabinet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a room, a cabinet.
Yeah. It's bad. The Steelers would be a very difficult one. My Steelers would probably be.
I know who it isn't.
It's Joe Green, if that's what you're going to say.
No, I know who it is not.
Okay, who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah. No, well, he's not even there yet. Well, he's there now. But, yeah, I would say it starts with Joe Green. And then it's tough, very tough. I would say Jack Ham, not Jack Lambert, the other linebacker, who I put on my first team all-time team as an outside linebacker. I would have Mel Blount, who I think is arguably the greatest cornerback in the history of the game. And now I'm already at three. And then if I take a quarterback, it's Ben Roethlisberger. And that leaves off a lot of great Pittsburgh Steelers players. It's... Again, that's a real – no Franco Harris. That's a really no bus, no Jerome Bettis. That's a really tough organization. John Stallworth, Lynn Swann, to choose from. Mike Webster, so many great players on that defense. When the Steelers were in their heyday, really, really difficult. The Steelers probably one of the more difficult franchises to do in terms of just getting four down.
But now, what you saw was all the players, right? Was it specific to one team?
Yeah, no, it was every team. They did 32 teams.
Yes, that'd be a lot harder.
The four top for 32 teams they did.
For all of them together.
Yeah.
Yeah, see that? It's impossible.
Yeah, so the four tops for 32 teams. You know what? I might play you a little bit of that so you get a feel for that later on, because it really was pretty good work. I mean, I don't think, I don't know how many I agreed with, but I thought fundamentally it was pretty good. It was pretty good work. How can I be out of this again? It feels to me like I sign into Twitter constantly, like, or X, whatever it is. I feel like it's my whole life signing into Twitter. I don't know what I do. I don't know if I do it like subconsciously, if I just close it. I don't know what I do, but I wind up like losing it somehow. In any case, the SEC media days are here, and I have this. This is from Brandon Marcello, or Marcello, however he pronounces it. And it's on the SEC. This is the key questions, the burning questions. That's what it says. These are the burning questions ahead of the 2025 SEC Media Days. The burning questions. All right, so tell me whether you think these are burning questions or not. I'm not going to read you this whole preamble. The preamble goes on for like four paragraphs. We'll skip that. Burning question number one. These are not in order. They're just 10. Alabama, can Kalen DeBoer get tied in the college football playoff? I guess it should say the, but no one has editors anymore. The first year results under Caleb DeBoer weren't unexpected. They weren't, but it was still a disappointment for the Tide faithful. The losses to Oklahoma and Michigan near the end of the season were salt in the wound. Alabama's more talented this season than last, though many will pay attention to the perceived quarterback battle between Simpson and Mack. The big picture question is what matters. What happens if DeBoer misses the playoff with one of the nation's more talented rosters? Wait a minute. When did we get to one of the nation's more talented rosters? Look, the part in this that people miss, and they missed it last year, and they're still missing it. Nick Saban bailed on that team because he knew it was not championship worthy. He did not bail because of what one friggin' kid had to say about NIL or because of one kid's demands or any of that. He bailed because he didn't like Jalen Milroe, and he knew he wasn't winning any national championship with him at quarterback. That's the reality of it. Nick Saban can say whatever he wants. He can tell me whatever fishtail stories he wants. That's why he bailed. He bailed because he looked around. He's like, why damage my reputation? Let DeBoer have this. I'm not going to win a title with this. And he certainly knew DeBoer wasn't. Again, this team got just drilled by Oklahoma and then lost to Michigan. Two teams that had no quarterbacks, and Michigan's whole team had quit. So, I think that's the reality. And DeBoer is recruiting well, and if he gets to stick around long enough, do I think that he'll be that he can be long lasting and have success? Yeah. Look, I think DeBoer is a good football coach. I also think he got in a little over his head at Alabama. I don't think things were exactly as he thought they were. I think he believed he was inheriting a better team than he inherited. And I don't know that if you fixed all those issues in one year. I just don't think you have. So can Kalen DeBoer get the Alabama Crimson Tide into the college football playoff? I say no. I don't think he can. I do think they've upgraded receiver, and they've brought their old OC in. These things will help. But as of now, we still know nothing about their quarterback play. And if Simpson was better than Milrow, this is the same question that was asked by Spurrier of the Texas situation. If Ty Simpson was better than Milrow, then why didn't he play last year when Milrow was sucking up the joint? And you know, the answer is he didn't. And so I don't know. Arkansas is the next on the burning questions. These are the burning questions. By the way, you want to give me some other burning questions for the SEC? I'm welcome to suggestions. But these are the burning questions according to Brandon Marcello, or Marcello, however he pronounces it. Arkansas, can Sam Pittman survive again? Is that a burning question? Is there anyone thinking about the SEC and their media days that thinks, can Sam Pittman survive again is a burning question? I don't even know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Well, he's the coach of Arkansas.
Oh, okay. That's why.
Yeah. But does anyone view that as one of the SEC's burning questions? No. No one anywhere, right? Except for Sam Pittman himself. No one really cares about
the answer. I hope he's not.
Well, no one really cares about the answer to that question. They don't. No one cares about Sam Pittman and whether he survives or doesn't survive. That's definitely not a burning SEC question. It might be like question number 7,647, but it's not in any top 10.
Ice cold?
Yeah, it's ice cold, exactly. Says Arkansas leads the SEC in defections via the transfer portal over the last two seasons. The lack of consistency has the Razorbacks poised for disappointment against one of the more demanding schedules in the country. The Hogs travel to Ole Miss and host Notre Dame in September and hit the road to play Tennessee, LSU, and rival Texas. Good luck identifying even 7 wins against that schedule. Taylen Green's underrated. He's actually criminally underrated. But the quarterback needs a lot of help to keep the Hogs above water. Again, look, I move Green way up my quarterback board. I think he's going in round one of the NFL draft. I don't think he has much help at Arkansas. You know, if you're looking for burning questions, you know, Taylen Green's probably, in his circumstance, probably a bigger burning question than whether Sam Pittman can survive. Because, like I said, I don't think anyone cares whether Sam Pittman survives at Arkansas. It's certainly not one of the burning questions. I mean, you know, if you're going to frame it by saying burning questions ahead of 2025 SEC media days, I don't expect the second question to have anything to do with Arkansas. You know what I mean? Just first of all, you get the wrong school and you definitely have the wrong coach. There's nothing burning about any of that. But can he survive again? If Taylen Green plays as well as I think he's going to play, he might survive. The schedule obviously is difficult. I don't take exception to any of that part. Auburn, the next burning question. Is Jackson Arnold the missing piece to the Tigers puzzle? Says Auburn should be better in Hugh Freeze's third year, but Jackson Arnold needs to be the reason why the Tigers exceed expectations. The Oklahoma transfer was benched during an ugly debut season as a full-time starter, and Freeze is confident the former blue-chip recruit just needs to be surrounded by better talent to succeed. The Tigers certainly have that at receiver, which might be a top-5 group in the country. Seeing a Freeze offense struggle at quarterback the last 2 years is dumbfounding. That must change this fall. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I mean, I think maybe a broader-based question about Auburn in general. Is this the year that Auburn makes a jump back into the top 25 with, you know, Jackson Arnold being like a subtitle to that? Maybe, you know, I think that maybe the burning question really focuses on Auburn and who and what Auburn is specifically after going, 5-7 last year and really being in position to win game after game after game and having your quarterback give games away. But I'm okay with this. You want to frame it with Jackson Arnold, I'm okay with that. Is that fair as a burning question? Yeah. I mean, it's reasonable. It's a lot more reasonable than a question about Sam Pittman as the number 2 burning question. It makes a lot more sense than that does. Let me tell you about Iron Drive. You're working with a locally family-owned company in business 15 years. They have the most 5-star Google reviews in their industry. They have 12 in-stock color options, limitless custom colors. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Decorative epoxy coating installation, easy to clean, extremely durable. Transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would in covering your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. This is Iron Drive. And why are they the best? Because you say so. And they're the best because of the quality of the people and the quality of the equipment. You know, again, it turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality of a floor coating job is directly dependent on the quality of the equipment that lays it down. You don't get the dust, it's much longer lived. So you'll thank me. Call Iron Drive, talk to them, check out their website. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Lifetime adhesion warranty, guaranteed as long as you own your home. That's Iron Drive. Waltip Tula Road Rage, quick break.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/radio. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/radio. That's Hims.com/radio for your free online visit. HIMS.com/RADIO.
Hey guys, dealing with ED or low T? Don't just accept it. Act like a man and fix it. Your old lady will thank you. Guaranteed. At Low Country Male, testosterone and ED plans start at just $5 a day. You'll get labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Right now, get 2 months of free ED meds with any new plan, plus 30% off NAD Plus and peptides. With 8 South Carolina locations, it's time to make men men again. Visit lowcountrymail.com.
It's bow time. Introducing Bojangles' new breakfast burrito. It's your favorite crispy bow rounds, savory sausage, fluffy eggs, cheese, and southern gravy all wrapped in a warm flour tortilla. But hurry, it's here for a limited time. It's bow time.
Summer's right around the corner. Are you going to spend it on that same old dingy deck or dock? No, you're not, because you're the boss of you, and you've put it off too long. Whether you're a contractor or building it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials and expertise for any outdoor living project, especially yours. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, it's all here. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for 6 decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Get your questions in daily on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line at 654-ROAR. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Not going crazy, but lately my head and my heart seem to be at least 8 million miles apart, and my heart says to love you. My head says to run. It's like my heart is too afraid to tell my head what it's done. I know that it can never.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We're back. We'll get back to this in 1 second. I just got to interject a couple things because I just saw one little response to something I tweeted earlier today or yesterday, whenever it was. I wrote, facts are troubling, are troublesome things, category, colon. Caitlin Clark, the greatest player of all time, you know that, Caitlin Clark, is 6 for her last 42 from three-point range. You know, the league's greatest shooter of all time. Caitlin Clark is 6 for her last 42 from three and is shooting 37.5 from the field overall on the season. Her own coach told her, and this came out in the broadcast the other day, by the way, her own coach told her that she can't continue to be a liability on defense.
Really?
That she needs to be serviceable on defense. But every male who doesn't watch the WNBA knows she's the greatest player of all time. Yeah, it's amazing. But the reality is she's on a loaded team where she's the third best player on the team. And that's being kind. And, you know, and the other night, Ramona, Paige Beckers and her band of misfits and unfortunates and injured and garbage went to Indiana to play and they lost pretty badly, but the best player on the court was Paige Beckers, and Beckers had 21, shot the ball brilliantly and would have had double digits assists if the Indiana scorekeepers were counting, or if Ngumba Wawley, who's supposed to be a star on Dallas, I mean, there are actually people on social media today suggesting that Ngumba Wawley was throwing the game. She went 0 for 10 from the field. She screwed up assist after would-be assist from Paige Beckers. She missed three straight layups at one point on one possession and went 0 for 10 from the field and had one rebound in the game.
Why would she do something like that?
No, I didn't say she did. I just to be clear, I said there were people on social media saying that. I did not say that. I just thought she was frigging horrible, which obviously is not going to.
She's just bad.
Right.
It's not, maybe she wanted to get out that she was doing it because she was so bad.
Yeah. Well, it's just going to, you know. So, you know, they're only already up against it because the roster is so depleted and so injured and, you know, all their other would-be best players are out. But Ngumba Wawley is supposed to be a star, and she really hurt the cause in that game. But, you know, look, the truth is Paige Beckers has set another record. She broke or tied a Diana Taurasi mark, and she is basically shattering every rookie league record. And look, she's the, again, I've said this all along, she's the greatest player I've ever seen, female player I've ever seen. No one's close, and certainly isn't Caitlin Clark. But, yeah, I mean, again, if people would just bother to watch or, you know, listen. And again, this is her own coach. But Caitlin Clark, 6 for her last 42 from three-point range by this shooter that's allegedly, and yet she just keeps firing them up game after game. That's a five-game span, and she's still taking that many shots when she's not hitting any of them. And on the year from the field, she's shooting 37.5%. That just sucks. I mean, that's just awful, absolutely awful. She's turning it over 6 times a game. That's also awful, historically awful. And then maybe as bad as any of it, her own coach told her that she can't, this is a quote, that she can't continue to be a liability on defense, that she needs to be serviceable at least on defense. That's a pretty strong condemnation coming from your own coach, from a player that that people who don't watch think is just, you know, invincible and great and all that. It's just not the reality. The reality is something, you know, far uglier than that. So that's the truth of it, whether, you know, regardless of what people believe. You can get in if you want, 654-7627, 654-7627. All right, little interjection there. Let's get back to our alleged burning questions for the SEC media from Brandon Marcello. Or Marcel, or however he pronounces it still. We covered Alabama. Arkansas is, again, can Sam Pittman survive again? No one's burning question, but this author's. Auburn, is Jackson Arnold the missing piece of the Tigers puzzle? We addressed that. Florida, will DJ Lagway lead the Gators back to prominence? You know, some of these are fairly obvious in nature. Billy Napier saved his job with a pair of surprising upsets late last season, and quarterback DJ Lagway blossomed into a potential superstar along the way. Eye-popping stats matter, but wins matter more. The Gators were 6-0 when Lagway played an entire game and 2-5 when he didn't. That's a pretty good number right there. 6-0 when he played the entire game and 2-5 when he didn't. You know what? Let me interject here. The Georgia game is one of those games he didn't. Florida was leading, and they looked like the better team when Lagway was on the field. I'll say that. So there's some truth in those numbers right there. Is Lagway ready to be the face of the program and the savior for Napier, who enters the season 19-19 as the Gators head coach? Five returning starters along the offensive line certainly provide confidence. Look, I think the question is, can he stay healthy? You know, he seems a little tightly wound. He had the hamstring issue. Players who have hamstring issues tend to have recurrences in those issues. I hope he can, because he's super gifted. There's no question about that. You know, a little bit of a three-quarters style throwing motion, but, you know, a big, agile, athletic guy with a powerful arm. There's really nothing to dislike about DJ Lagway and his potential. Listen, it's not impossible that Lagway winds up the best quarterback in the country. It's not. It's not impossible that he wins Heisman Trophy. It's not. He has that type of ability. I think the biggest question is his overall health, and can he stay healthy, to me. So that's part of that question. Will DJ Lagway lead the Gators back to prominence? So, look, I think that's reasonable as a burning question. I mean, I think that's reasonable. I think the Auburn piece is reasonable. The Alabama part is reasonable. The only one I would eliminate or change is Arkansas. Can Sam Pittman survive? I just don't think that's a burning question in anybody's mind. There's no way that can be one of the top 10 burning questions of the SEC. Georgia. What is Georgia's burning question? Because again, this goes a little bit to that piece the other day that we were talking about with the Achilles heel issues, you know, the weaknesses. Did Georgia fix its problem at receiver? It says, if you thought Georgia was lacking at receiver last season, your eyes didn't betray you. The Bulldogs led the country with 36 drop passes, according to Sports Info Solutions. Kirby Smart upgraded the room with the additions of transfer Zachariah Branch, USC, Noah Thomas, A&M, Gunnar Stockton, who isn't as gifted a passer as Carson Beck, takes over at quarterback behind an offensive line, replacing four starters. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that the drops were a big deal, but I think there were a lot of issues. One of them was the offensive line from last year, because whether you're replacing four starters or not, the Georgia offensive line did not perform well last year at all. The Georgia run game was sort of historically hideous. It wasn't good. And so, you know, I think just as big a question would be, did Georgia fix their run game? I also think it's legitimate to ask about their pass rush, although part of that, from a number standpoint, is scheme related. And I also think that the quarterback is a legitimate question. This is why Georgia wound up on my most interesting team list, which we've not completed. We need to get back to that at some point. But I think receiver is a question for Georgia. Is it their primary question? I don't know. I don't think so, in part because I believe they've answered it. You know, you've got 2 6'6" wide receivers. You've got a loaded tight end room, whether you incorporate them or not. You have London Humphreys, who I think needs to get more use. Bell, who's pretty good. Again, 2 6'6" receivers. You added a speed element as well. I mean, I think... You know, I put the Georgia wide receiving room at like 10th or something on my list of wide receiver rooms, so I think it's pretty good. You know, Ramona, something occurs to me, and occurred to me on my way here. Didn't we? We had somebody ask me last week about my coaches list, and I think I was, you know, because I've been so focused on players and ranking players and positional rooms and that type of thing. I think I said, well, I don't think we did coaches, but I think we did do coaches, didn't we?
Yeah, I got coaches.
Were you not here for this conversation? I think it was a text you asked me about it, and I think I just sort of skipped over it saying no, but I did do coaches, right?
Yeah, I have coaches.
What did I rank? The top 25?
50.
I ranked the top 50?
Yeah.
Oh, that was in response to something, right?
I don't know. It says top 50 college football coaches 2025 season. And then they had an up and down arrow, like, you know, like if you thought they were going to.
When did I do that?
This is the end of May.
All right. We're going to take a look at that. Don't hold that. Hold that thought. We're going to take a look at that because that's been out of sight, out of mind for me. Kentucky. Again, can there be a burning question about Kentucky? It's sort of the Arkansas question. My answer is sort of no, right? There can't really be any burning question about Kentucky. And the question is, will Zach Calzada lead the Wildcats back to a bowl game? Yeah, I don't think that's a burning question. I'm going to pass on that. Kentucky was incredibly consistent under Mark Stoops until it was, well, not. The Wildcats have struggled with misfires at quarterback via the portal the last 2 years and now turn to seventh-year quarterback Zach Calzada. Seventh-year quarterback Ramona Calzada. To help an offense that will rely primarily on transfers in Bush Hamden's second season column plays. Yeah, I don't think Zach Calzada is anybody's burning question. He hasn't been anybody's burning question for 7 years. And I don't think he's one of the SEC's top 10 burning questions. I don't. I don't think anybody cares about Kentucky right now. I don't think anyone thinks that their prospects are very good this year. That includes Vegas, who has a number on Mr. Calzada, and Kentucky of 4.5, which I thought was shockingly low when I heard it, until you hear Kentucky's schedule. And then you know it's not so shockingly low. Because that schedule, as I remember it, is like brutal. Ramona, pull up that schedule for me. Pull up that Kentucky schedule. Let's just take a quick glance at that schedule. So I'm saying, you know, look, I think some of these others are sort of obvious alleged burning questions, but Arkansas, can Sam Pittman survive? And Kentucky, will Zach Calzada lead the Wildcats back to a bowl game? I don't think those are burning questions from an SEC standpoint. I don't think anybody cares about either one of those things. What do you have?
All right, their first game is Toledo at home.
Yeah, I'm not even sure they win that. I'm not sure they beat Toledo. I know it's at home. Trust me, that's going to be like, whatever the point spread is on that, take Toledo.
The next one is Mississippi at home.
Okay, that's an out. So, yeah, I'm going to say they have a half so far.
Eastern Michigan at home.
One and a half.
At South Carolina.
One and a half.
At Georgia.
One and a half.
Texas at home.
One and a half.
Tennessee at home.
Two.
At Auburn.
Two.
Florida home.
Two.
Tennessee Tech at home.
Three.
At Vanderbilt.
Three.
And at Louisville.
I mean, that comes out to 3-9.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I first saw the win totals, because we gave out the win total numbers early, and I saw Kentucky at 4.5, I thought, oh, I'm taking that as a higher, as an over. And then I looked at their schedule, and that schedule is brutal. From a Kentucky standpoint, Zach Calzada is their quarterback, and that's their schedule. Well, good luck to you. Best of luck. Best of luck to you and your 7-year gypsy at quarterback. It doesn't sound like a good match because it's not. LSU. LSU, is the defense capable of winning a championship? Okay, this seems more reasonable. LSU's offense is in the fantastic hands of quarterback Garrett Nussmeier, but the defense was a point of frustration at times last season, and upgrades were needed to help one of the highest-paid coordinators in the country. The stellar additions of transfers like defensive end Patrick Payne, we don't know if that's a stellar addition yet. A lot to be determined there. And safety to Marcus Cooley and A.J. Hawley are the cornerstones for a potential turnaround, with all SEC linebacker Whit Weeks returning as well. Whit Weeks is a straight-out baller. Whit Weeks is a football player's football player. That's the part I'll agree with. I don't know about the stellar additions of Patrick Payne. We'll find out about that. Patrick Payton's really not done anything since he was a freshman at Florida State. You know, the potential certainly looked like it was there as a freshman. This is a reasonable burning question. Is the LSU defense capable of winning a championship, SEC or national, I would say? You know, I think that's legitimate. And, you know, it's on a subject matter that people care about. You know, I think that's a fair question. And look, it may determine the first game. I mean, you know, we've talked a lot about the offenses, and we've talked about Clemson's defense, but not quite as much about LSU's defense, in part because, you know, there are questions regarding LSU's defense that we're not going to know until we see them. You know, we're not going to know about Patrick Payton until we see him. Is he still that guy? Is he a more developed version of the player we saw as a freshman, or has it all just disappeared and you can't get it back? I don't think we know the answer, and I don't think we know the answer about LSU's defense as a whole. I don't think it's great. Could it get to a top 25 level? I don't know, but that's the real key for LSU, whether that defense can reach that type of threshold or not. I'm not sure they can. But we'll see. All right, we have lots to get to. We're talking college football really all day. A few other subjects coming. Walt Tiptoe, Road Rage.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.